Amazon announced yesterday that it plans to buy PillPack, a Boston-based company that sorts and delivers prescription drugs and other medical supplies to people's homes. The terms of the deal haven't been disclosed yet, but after the decision, stock in brick-and-mortar pharmacies like Walgreens and CVS took a sharp drop. They did rebound later in the day, but questions remain about what the acquisition means for those chains and for people who rely on prescription medications. Marianne Udall Phillips is the executive director of the Center for Healthcare Research and Transformation at the University of Michigan. Marianne, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Happy to be here.
Well, I think there are a lot of lines of business out there who part of their business plan is hope that Amazon doesn't come into our line. Is this something that could have a big impact on the pharmacy world?
Well, it certainly could have an impact on the pharmacy world, and from a consumer standpoint, of course, consumers would hope that would help lower the cost of prescription drugs, which is a significant problem for many people. You know, I think it's a little bit hard to know about how this is going to play out, because this is really the acquisition by Amazon of a mail-order pharmacy. They've been around for a long time. Other competitors are in the market, so we're just going to have to see how this particular one plays out.
Can you talk about PillPack? It's not a household name, I don't think. Can you talk about how it works and how big a deal it is for people who buy prescriptions?
Right. So it's really a little bit unique in the fact that it has focused on helping people with chronic disease by packaging longer-term prescriptions. So if you need a 30-day supply, or more like a 90-day supply of a prescription that's sort of ongoing, it helps package those prescriptions in a way that's helpful for people, easy for them to take, gives them clear instructions, really targeted, I think, to an older market generally. They have worked historically through other distributors, through Express Scripts or CVS Caremark or groups like that in the past. They're not a health insurer themselves, and it's a little bit unclear whether people who have health insurance coverage will be able to buy their drug products through their approach, but their design is to really make their products easy for consumers to use.
I understand they have a license to operate as a pharmacy, in effect, in all 50 states. Is that part of what might make it attractive to a company like Amazon, that they have this existing arrangement?
Exactly. It's very attractive to Amazon, and it really enables Amazon to do what it does really well, right? It's a great distributor of products. It's really efficient in its systems of getting consumer products to consumers. And because that license exists in every state, it makes it very easy for them to be able to distribute prescription drugs in this way.
What is unique about the prescription drug industry that might make it different, maybe more complicated for a company like Amazon than selling, say, a book?
It's a very complicated structure of pricing with many intermediaries in the process that are part of the reason why prescription drug costs are so high. So what Amazon is buying here is sort of one piece in that supply chain, right? But the drug product starts with a manufacturer that has a patent that gets protection on the price of a drug for a certain period of time. That manufacturer sets that price without competition. So, you know, if you look at the book market, there's lots of competition in the book market. It's really quite different from a prescription drug that might be uniquely oriented to take care of a particular problem where there are no substitutes, right? So they have that manufacturer, and they ship the product to a wholesaler, and that wholesaler then has to get this product out to either individual pharmacies or to groups like PillPack. So there's lots of intermediaries in the way. And then, of course, you've got health insurance on the other end that contracts with these different groups to set a rate they'll pay for these drugs.
Talking to Marianne Udall Phillips from the Center for Healthcare Research and Transformation at the University of Michigan, looking at the prescription drug business with Amazon buying a nationwide distributor, a specialty distributor of prescription drugs, looking at what that might mean for the industry and for people who use prescription medications. Marianne, this comes as some of the retail pharmacies are looking at these interesting mergers, in some cases with insurance companies. What's happening out there pre-Amazon making this this purchase?
Right, that's absolutely right. Well, first of all, the different pharmacy benefit managers have been sort of predicting for quite some time that Amazon was going to get into the prescription drug market. And they've been looking for different strategies to expand their markets and think about markets in a different way. They also know that the price of prescription drugs is under considerable pressure from consumers, that Congress has been looking into these issues, the Trump administration has been making comments about the price of prescription drugs. And so many of them have been thinking that they're going to need to change their business model over time. So you're absolutely right. We see some of the pharmacy benefit managers now talking about merging with health plans and thinking about using those bricks and mortar retail chains also as a way to get health care, get primary care. So there are very interesting things happening in the marketplace right now.
And we've got now with Amazon, you've got their owner, Jeff Bezos, and I think it was Warren Buffett. And they're saying, hey, we're going to start this new health thing. They've got Dr. Atul Gawande, I think, who's been on this show, looking at being in charge of it. It's not clear to me what exactly this new health thing is. How does this play into all of what we're talking about?
Well, you have good questions because none of us really know how that's going to play out. When Amazon and J.P. Morgan and Berkshire Hathaway announced this idea, and it was really just an idea to focus on their own collective employees, you saw, again, stocks drop in the health insurance industry, and you saw stocks take a hit with for-profit hospitals because they're such a big group and they have so much potential impact. But that all happened with nobody knowing exactly what they're going to do. Atul Gawande is a brilliant policy analyst in healthcare. He's also not giving up his other jobs, and so he's going to do this job sort of on the side. He's got lots of ideas about how to improve the quality and the efficiency of healthcare. We're just going to have to see, I think, how they play out in this context.
We've seen Amazon and you know, the internet in general, disrupt is the catchphrase, a lot of industries. Is prescription drugs, getting back to prescription drugs in particular, an industry that is, you think, in need of some kind of creative disruption?
Oh, prescription drug industry is absolutely in the need of a disruption. But it also is, again, very complex, and how prices are set is absolutely not transparent to consumers or policymakers even. So the market needs disruption, but it needs it everywhere from the beginning of how we fund research and development and manufacturing, how we set prices, how transparent those prices are, to this whole supply chain. And again, Amazon's just stepping into a piece of that supply chain. They're not yet in that whole continuum.
When I say prescription drug market in the singular, am I oversimplifying? Is there a different market for people with insurance through the workplace, people with federal government health insurance, maybe through their states, people without any kind of insurance?
Yes, well, there certainly is a different market for people who have insurance and those who don't. For those who don't have health insurance for drug coverage at all, they're paying retail prices that are enormously high. Here in Michigan and perhaps in Wisconsin as well, we have people going over to Canada to buy prescription drugs because it's so much cheaper in other countries than it is in the U.S. And so, yes, for that population, it's a very different market than people who have health insurance coverage. Generally, for people who have Medicare with drug coverage, people who have Medicaid, people who have private insurance, it is a market. Each health plan sort of has their own setup and their own drugs that they cover, but they all operate somewhat similarly.
When we're talking about a company like Amazon, I want to bring up a privacy issues here. When you buy a book on Amazon, it recommends the movie of that book or a similar book or something like that. Is it going to be a new challenge for them with a product that there are regulations about privacy like a prescription drug?
Yes, you certainly bring up a good point. As far as we know right now, the way they're going to operate PillPack is as a separate entity, as a separate structure, not integrated with the rest of their structure. So the privacy issues are going to be governed under the way PillPack has been doing it, which very much fits within the law, which fits within HIPAA and other privacy requirements. Over time, I don't know where they're going to head with it. I mean, you could sort of see them integrating with, you know, their decisions to purchase Whole Foods and having sort of a whole healthcare continuum. So we'll have to watch a little bit over time where they go.
Marianne, thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, happy to do it.
That's Marianne Udall-Phillips, Executive Director of the Center for Healthcare Research and Transformation at the University of Michigan, with us to talk about Amazon's plans to buy the drug delivery company PillPack.